Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live all across the country on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Running the three-man show today, it's Bish, EB, and JP in today. And joining us right now, like he does every Friday, it's best-selling author and Washington Post columnist John Feinstein. He's brought to you by Golfdom, by Worldwide Golf. They have new drivers in stock from Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, and Cobra. So come in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Good morning, John.
Good morning, fellas. I'm just glad that Golfdom didn't use the same shipping company that the Penguins use for the Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads.
What are we missing here? I didn't hear about this.
Didn't you hear about this? They were supposed to have a Jaromir Jagr bobble night last night, I believe, and
they didn't show up.
They were stolen, according to the Penguins.
You know what?
20,000 Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads. What do you do with 20,000 Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads?
You'd be surprised at what those things go for on the open market, John.
You know what I saw?
But how do you fence them?
I don't
after
know.
You steal them?
Yeah, oh, it's tough.
We know people who can move bobbleheads, believe me.
These people may call you.
That's funny.
I wanted to start it with you. That's something that I saw Steinberg put this in the Post, and it has to do with Leonsis. I know we talked to you about this last week and the potential move to Alexandria, whether one or not, but it was, what'd you think of the projections they had for like $750 hotel rooms, and I think it was like $100 parking. What'd you make of that?
Well, by the way, the parking for the ACC tournament under the building this week was $60.
Yeah.
So we're headed in that direction by 2028, if that were to happen. I'm not surprised to hear those numbers. You never know what's going to happen in four more years, whether there'll be a building or not. And how about Glenn Youngkin throwing a temper tantrum because the Democrats didn't put the money in the budget for the building, and just vetoing bills left and right, probably without even reading them.
Politics, John. Come on, it's politics.
Really? I didn't know that.
I mean, if Youngkin was a Democrat, it probably would have been approved by Lucas or whatever her name is.
Oh, I think you're 100% right.
Yeah.
100%. So. But anyway, this is going to go on for four more years. My God, I don't think I can read another word already. and we were still 4 years out from the building getting built, if it gets built.
So we're approaching tournament time. You're a big college hoops guy.
Bad loss for your boys yesterday. I was very surprised. They got pushed around.
I wasn't surprised.
Really?
To be honest with you, because NC State's pretty good. And they crave, beating Duke and Carolina when they can.
But Duke just went to State like 2 weeks ago and pummeled
them. And crushed them. But there's a difference because State is playing for its life now.
That's true.
Duke is playing basically for nothing. They might drop one line when the bracket comes out Sunday night because they lost that game. Might. And you know, it's funny because I went yesterday afternoon and I was writing between games, mm-hmm. and Duke, both teams came out to warm up, and I was looking at Duke, and I saw no life.
Right.
And you know, sometimes you see no life. Team goes out, and wins by 20, but I saw no life. And State looked alive, warming up. They stayed out on the court like 10 minutes longer than Duke did to warm up. I'm not saying that makes a difference. That teams do have different warm up routines, but I was not that surprised by. You know what surprised me a little bit? Hmm. Virginia beating Boston College, because I thought BC was playing as well as anybody in the tournament other than Carolina. So there's a reason, as I've told you guys over the years, why I do not gamble, because I'm wrong a lot more than I'm right.
Well, you are seeing some upsets. I mean, Dayton lost in the A-10, so that's going to bounce.
Dayton and Richmond lost.
And Richmond's going to bounce a bubble team. Howard plays tonight at 6 against the
Norfolk State.
The boys down in Norfolk, in Norfolk. Yeah. So it's a home game for Norfolk.
Yeah.
They were swept by Norfolk. But this is who Kenny Blakeney knew he had to beat to win another bid. So hopefully they play really well tonight.
Well, I think, you know, in January when Howard was really playing poorly, Kenny said to me, you know, I just want to be healthy in March. That's what most coaches feel like in one bid leagues. And they are healthy. They played much better in the last month. Norfolk State is always a tough out. Robert Jones is a very good coach. You're 100% right, Jason. But I won't be stunned if Howard wins.
No,
put it
no,
that way.
No, I won't be stunned.
I will be pleasantly surprised, but I won't be stunned.
They beat him last year in the same situation. Well, it was the championship game, but
they beat him in one of the best games I saw last year.
It was great,
And it was so terrific for Howard because they suffered for so long, and you know Kenny just couldn't stop crying after the game.
I know that,
and it was really really cool.
Hey, the coaching carousel also interests me, and you got some big name schools that are looking for schools or for coaches. Ohio State's open now, Louisville's open. And some of these one-bid leagues, you know, the JMUs and the College of Charleston's of the world, these coaches, they're not going to be there very long. Pat Kelsey's not going to be at Charleston very long. Byington, I don't think, will be at JMU very long. And you're seeing, like, who's a good fit, do you think, right now in terms of the coaches?
It's hard to talk about fits because basketball's changed so much at the top level that it feels like almost every job is the same. Now, the one exception I will mention to you, since you brought up Ohio State, is Chris Holtmann took DePaul.
Correct.
I'm not sure there's a worse D1 job.
That's bad.
I mean, they are just, they're more of a mess than Georgetown.
Yep.
If that's possible. Georgetown beat them twice this year. Chris Holtmann's a good coach.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure what went wrong at Ohio State. Something definitely went wrong.
Yeah.
You know, it may have been something inside the locker room as opposed to what we see. But if Chris Holtmann can't get DePaul at least respectable, I'm not sure it can happen.
Yeah.
I mean, ever since Joey Meyer got fired in 1996, they have been
bad. Yeah.
Between bad and awful.
And props, by the way, to Kim English in his first year at Providence. Mm-hmm. Huge win yesterday over Creighton, and he's probably going to the tournament. So I know they're still considered a bubble team, but I think that win gets them in. But props to Coach English.
Yeah, you know what? Remember 2 years ago, or I guess three now, when Kim first came to George Mason, and you know, I do some of their games on television, and he was a Rick Barnes assistant.
Right.
And so, because Rick and I are close, he was open to, you know, hanging out with me, for lack of a better word. He is a star.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I said to the George Mason people after I had lunch with him, I said, you aren't going to have him for very long.
Mm.
So enjoy. Because I think he's 34, 35 now.
Yeah, he's young, yeah.
And he's coaching in the Big East, and he's a star. And they had some ups and downs this year, for sure.
Best player got hurt and tore his ACL.
That's a down.
Yeah, it's a downer.
That's a down. But he brought Josh Adoro from Mason, who's a very good player, has had a very good year, really come on lately. And good for Kim English. I mean, I'm happy for him because he is a good guy.
What's going to happen with the two local schools that everybody pays the most attention to, Maryland and Georgetown? I assume Georgetown will make a huge leap. Cooley's known for being such a great recruiter. Willard had expectations, I assume. It seemed like he hated his team. You know, he's constantly throwing him under the bus for not being able to shoot. He's like, you want me to draw more open? So I assume there's going to be total house cleaning there. What do you expect?
Well, they've got players leaving anyway who are seniors. But it's a great question because I honestly thought they'd be pretty good this year.
Mm-hmm.
They made the tournament last year. They had most of their key guys back. And then, like you said, like Kevin's been saying all year, they couldn't throw in the ocean from a rowboat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were nights when I would sit and watch them, and I would literally cover my eyes because they shot so poorly. And yesterday, I mean, Wisconsin wouldn't give up 90. I mean, Wisconsin wouldn't score 90 playing in a shell drill with nobody guarding them.
Yep,
and they
bad.
Put up, what they shoot, 16 of 25 from three?
Yep.
I was sitting at the ACC tournament yesterday, and my colleague Patrick Stevens kept calling up the Maryland score on his computer, and we're looking at it, and we're going, what?
Mm.
It was 80 to 40 at one point, guys.
Mm-hmm.
80 to 40. The walk-ons rallied late in the game to make the final margin 31. I mean, it was, you can't lose that way if you're in the Big Ten. You just can't.
I agree. It was hard to watch.
Yeah, I can imagine how hard it was to watch. And I don't know. I think Kevin Willard's a good coach. But he needs to, like you guys said, he like Ed Cooley, he needs to kind of clean house and go out. Now, they signed this big kid, five-star big kid.
Yep.
I don't know how good he is, you know, but everybody says he's good. So that's a good start. But you need guards who can shoot the three in today's game. If you can't shoot the three, you can't be a winner.
Yeah, you need multiple guys that can do that.
Yeah, right. Because if you only have one, then they just guard that person.
Yeah, so we've been talking a lot of Commanders. You know, Peters
I think
trades.
Starting like Marcus Mariota is the turning point.
Peters goes out there and trades a backup quarterback basically for a third rounder and a fifth rounder. So he's acquiring some picks. And
Which is good.
Yep, I agree. Six picks in the top 100. And then, of course, all these free agent signings. You know, some people think they're just kind of plugging holes with one-year guys. All right, maybe. Some of these guys will be here longer than that. But it's all going to come down to the quarterback. But kind of your thoughts on how the roster has changed drastically.
Well, first of all, you're right. It comes down to the quarterback. We know that. You've got to have at least a good quarterback in today's NFL world. But beyond that, remember all this, the marches when the Snyder owned the team and the team won the Super Bowl in March?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of all the big-name free agent signings. And I like this approach better. Hopefully they've done some scouting on the guys they've signed. Hopefully they know a little bit about their character because that's so important in a football locker room. And I like this better than seeing Dan Snyder standing up holding a uniform of an over-the-hill star, which is what he did for years. So, again, I don't know Adam Peters, but I think this is probably the right approach.
Your boy Rory is atop the leaderboard at the Players' Championship. I assume you'll be keeping an eye on that amidst all the basketball?
I was at the basketball yesterday, but I heard that he had a big controversy over the rules because he hit a ball in the water.
Maybe on a drop or something, yeah.
On where to drop, where the ball entered the water.
Right.
And I didn't see it, so a friend of mine described it to me. But apparently the rules official said, well, if you can't be sure where the ball crossed the water, then you have to drop back there.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding of the rules is this, because Rory apparently felt pretty sure where the ball entered.
Mm-hmm.
His two fellow competitors weren't watching, so they couldn't help.
Mm-hmm.
But the way the rules are, if there's doubt, the benefit of the doubt goes to the player.
Right.
So I don't quite understand that ruling. And I didn't see any comments from Rory yet this morning, so I don't know.
Do you watch Full Swing?
What is Full Swing?
Does he even have Netflix?
It's a Netflix documentary on the PGA Tour.
Oh, yeah. Didn't it start like a year ago or something?
Yeah,
it
did one a year ago. And
They're into season two, and in the very first episode, it's a lot of the Liv stuff versus PGA, but it's a lot of Rory. And Rory, they do a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff in locker rooms, and he really – now, this is last year, okay?
Right.
So maybe he feels more confident.
He was still the spokesman for the tour.
Right, but just based on his game, he really is questioning – this is last year. He was questioning his game, and he basically said to his coach and his caddy in the locker room, I got to start all over. I got to start from scratch. And they're trying to talk him out of it. So it's really cool to kind of see the in-depth reactions from players when they don't play well and they miss cuts or they don't win majors, and especially with Rory because, man, he was in a bad spot mentally last year. And a lot of that had to do with all the time he was putting in to protect the PGA Tour as like their spokesperson. But in terms of his game, man, he was really questioning his game last year.
Well, One thing about Rory, and I know him pretty well, unlike all the guys who claim they knew Tiger Woods well, he always questions. Mm. And most of the great players do that. They always want to get better, or when they're not playing well, they'll kind of get in a funk about why they're about not playing well. Rory has changed his putting approach about 176 times because he's never been as good a putter as he wanted to be. And, you know, he putts well, and he'll get hot. Everybody gets hot sooner or later on the tour with the putter. But he'll get totally frustrated. He's changed putting coaches. He's changed grips. He's changed stances. So that stuff doesn't really surprise me about Rory or about most players.
I think you would
They're constantly questioning themselves.
Yeah, I think you would like it if you check it out.
Well, when I think you guys brought this up to me last year when it started, and see, I have a problem, and this is an ego problem. I'll readily admit it. This strikes me as a good walk spoiled with cameras. I wrote a good
You're
walk
probably spoiled, right. You're probably right.
I don't know. That's why I said it might just be my ego. But I've been there when guys melted down. I watch guys question themselves. I've talked at length with guys. I remember when I was doing the book, Curtis Strange, who'd won two U.S. Opens, was thinking about retiring, and he was 34, 35, because he was so frustrated with his game. So, you know, they have the advantage of access to the locker rooms with cameras. I had the advantage of access to the locker room with my notebook or tape recorder. So I'm sure it's good. I just don't feel like I'm going to learn that much. Everything you just said, Jason, about Rory, I know.
Well, yeah. Well, another player that they...
I'm not the average viewer.
Bro, real quick, the other player, one of the other players that they feature is Joel Damon.
Who's gone through cancer.
And he also...
I didn't know that. He did?
Yeah.
A few years ago?
What did he
Five
have?
5 years ago, maybe. Longer.
They don't really talk about that in the Netflix documentary, but they do kind of focus on his relationship with his caddy. And
right.
Joel Damon just had a kid, all right? So the kid's like, you know, less than a year old. And Joel Damon basically just likes to go out and hang out with his kid and booze.
Huh.
And his caddy's trying to get him to see a sports psychologist. And
right.
Damon's saying, you know what? I'm not interested. I just want to, you know, and his mind is not in his game and he's boozing a lot. And you just see kind of the back and forth that really affects the relationship with his caddy. Because his caddy, that's his job. He's, you know, if he's not making cuts, he's not making any money.
Exactly.
And so that's another kind of side story. It's
Joel Damon, so I can't say that's true, that's not true, or I knew that. But what I will say is this, caddy-player relationships are fascinating because, like you said, Jason, the caddy needs his guy to play well. There's a joke on the tour that when a guy plays well, the caddy says, my guy, when he plays poorly, he says, that guy can't play.
Mm-hmm.
And caddies have a saying, too, that, you know, if you're playing poorly, someone's going to get fired, and it's easier to fire a caddy than your wife.
That's true.
That is true.
And that's why caddy-player relationships change all the time.
And by the way, it hasn't really translated into 2024 because Joel Damon has made $57,000 in 2024.
So far. Struggling.
His caddy's got a right to be concerned.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't even know if the caddy's still with him. I haven't really focused on it. But anyway, I think you'd enjoy it.
All right, John, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
A lot of hoops, guys.
Yep.
Look forward to it.
All right, thank you.
John Feinstein, brought to you by Golfdom. By Worldwide Golf. They have new drivers in stock from Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, and Cobra. So come in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now for a $10 to 10K play of the week, we need you to give us a winner for the weekend. You can call in at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. I was out last Friday. Mm-hmm. I heard you went with a hockey play.
We went
which
with
didn't hit.
Seattle Kraken.
I did see on social media, I went to UFC 299, and there was a spectacular knockout by Dustin Poirier in the co-main event.
Mm-hmm.
And I did hear somebody called in and told you guys to take Poirier, but you obviously chose a different
play. We just didn't feel comfortable with any of the plays. Now, all of the other plays actually hit, I believe. Most of them, anyway.
You picked the one loser.
And we went with the Kraken because actually two people called in, and they were playing both sides of the game. They were playing Winnipeg. Someone wanted to lay the puck in half with Winnipeg, and someone wanted to take Seattle. The reason we went with Winnipeg was I think Winnipeg was going to start a backup goalie in that game. I'm not sure if he did, but they ended up winning 3-0. So we just didn't really love the plays, and we should have gone in any other direction because we probably would have won. But we're back to square one.
800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to the phones. Go to line one. Is it Noel? Noel?
No. He wanted to talk about the draft. But let's go to Chris and Lorton. Chris.
What's up, boys? How you doing?
Hey, Chris.
Who did you give us last week?
I gave you Winnipeg.
You gave us the Winnipeg puck line. We should have gone with it. I know.
Yeah, but I was on the toilet, so everyone thought that I was super nervous about
it. Oh, that's right.
He called. Called while you were sitting on the toilet?
Yeah.
Oh, it's disgusting.
I kept saying that you guys were going to ride me to the promised land, and I got a little anxious, and next thing you know, IBS kicked in. So.
Well, we should have gone with the IBS. We didn't, and we lost.
Or just with any other play.
I know. You're right.
But that's all right. So we'll start over. And I'm going to go with Stromer's brother this week. So Ryan Strome over 1.5 shots plus 100. It's also a positive EV play. He's playing Winnipeg.
All right. Who does he play for?
He plays for the Ducks.
Plays for Anaheim. Okay.
Yeah. So his last five games, the last four, he's gotten over 2 shots on goal, and he's a center, so that's good. Winnipeg is giving up a lot of shots on net, with the exception of the one game that they played against Seattle Kraken and the Washington Capitals. So those two teams we know don't get a lot of shots off, but the Ducks do. So my play is Ryan Strome, 1.5 shots plus 100.
All right, so I'm just looking at his game log. In 7 games in March, he's had over 1.5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of 7. So in his last 4, he's had at least 2 shots. So that's probably a good play. Who are they playing again?
They are playing Winnipeg.
Strome, Winnipeg. All right.
Thanks, IBS Chris.
Hey,
sounds like the boys should have followed your pick last week, but well, we're swayed.
We should
have. All of the other picks hit.
Yeah,
except for we were talking about that while you were gone. Yeah. I think you must have had some IBS because you were gone for the first few minutes of the segment.
I mean, I was in the bathroom and I thought I was done, and then I wasn't.
You had a second wave.
Sometimes that happens.
You had a second wave.
EB has IBS.
He could.
He's IB at this point.
Maybe.
Thank you, Chris.
Maybe. All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
I wish I had made this play yesterday. So I finally put on the TV at 9:30 last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched a little bit of the Caps early on, and then on TNT they had the Mavs against OKC, and I was into it because, you know, I'm a huge Luka Doncic fan. Well, he didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
And so the bet which I would have made would have been Gafford's going to miss a shot. He hadn't missed a shot in, I think, six games and was about to break Wilt Chamberlain's record.
Yeah,
Wilt Chamberlain made 35 shots in a row without missing it. Mm-hmm. And Daniel Gafford, former Wizard, had made 33 in a row. No Luka in the lineup. His very first shot attempt, he missed. It was a bunny. It was like a one-footer, and he missed it. But so Daniel Gafford won't have the record.
He actually
for all-time baskets.
And he
in
actually
a row.
Had a really. He was 8 for 11 for the game. Did you see?
Yeah,
that?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
but the first one, he
I
missed,
think,
yeah.
In one of those games with Luka, he had all dunks.
Yeah.
So like he's benefiting from pick and roll. He's very athletic. We saw that here in Washington, and Luka will throw lobs to him and he dunks it, and that's. I mean, actually, the shot that he missed, I'm telling you, was a one-footer. Yeah. It was, but it was contested. So it was like there were, it was kind of like an offensive rebound situation. And I literally, it was the first thing I watched. It might have been a 0-0 game at the time. I was like, oh, he had two more to go.
Could you actually bet on Gafford to miss his first shot or miss
no,
a shot?
No, but I'm saying that in retrospect, I probably would have bet on him to miss a shot because... Yeah. No Luka in the lineup. Yeah. And I definitely would have bet Oklahoma City to win, which did. They
Valdez,
did,
yeah. I like to typically stay off golf bets, but I'm just looking at the FanDuel, the second round bets. And Nick Taylor's been kind of hot this year, right?
Didn't he play well yesterday?
He played well yesterday. Yeah. For him.
Yeah, he won this year.
For him, under 71.5. So he just has to shoot one under par. He's 6 under. He's one back. It's minus 105. We're just looking for an even money bet, right?
Yeah.
Do you like that?
I don't know what the wind's doing. Is he in the he's in the second wave today?
Let me see. I don't know what time he's let me see.
I'll tell you.
Actually he's teeing off at 2, yeah, in the afternoon. Rory's teeing off in the afternoon. Xander. Most of the leaders, the only one that's teeing off early is Wyndham.
I think the second wave usually gets a lot of the wind.
The wind. That's why those numbers are up
that's
a little
why,
bit.
That's why it's a little juiced.
So I've never heard of this guy.
So the ones you see at 71.5, that's probably playing in the second wave. 70.5, they're probably playing in the early wave.
Wyndham Clark is in the early morning. Under 71.5 is minus 150. Yeah. Probably too much to give up
probably
for this bet.
Yeah. I would like Nick Taylor over Wyndham Clark if you're going to go under one. Because I think Wyndham's a little more erratic off the tee.
The only reason I was going with Wyndham is because he's an 8:45 tee time, though. That's, you know, because you were looking for an early morning
guy.
All right. I'm just trying to figure out.
Yeah,
just find something.
I don't know what the wind's going to do. We have to check the weather on that.
We just got to find one bet.
Correct.
To keep to stay alive, to start over. All right, let's go to Pat in Mechanicsville. If you got one, you don't have that many choices. Pat, what's up?
What's happening, man? I got an easy one for you. I'll take Connecticut -9.5 over St. John's.
Connecticut -9.5. Do you like that, Jason?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
Connecticut's just, I mean, they've got five legit starters.
They just beat Xavier by 27.
Yeah. And it was a close game, I think, for the first half, but they outscored him by about 30 in the second
half. It was 34-33 at halftime.
St. John's just pounded Seton Hall last
Going up time. Against Patino. But, I don't want to say love that bet.
I don't know. I mean, look, UConn's better than St. John's, but. I'll look at that. Yeah, sure. Why not? It's basically a home game for both teams.
UConn was 18-2 in the Big East. St. John's was 11-9.
Yeah.
How were their head-to-head matchups?
Well, I assume UConn won because they only lost twice.
Let's see.
All right. Thank you, fella.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
St. John's did beat Creighton at home, but I don't think they beat UConn. Let me check to see who won that head-to-head. St. John's, they beat them by 4 at home. And then they beat them by 13 at St. John's.
You're saying UConn?
UConn swept them and beat them by 4
and
13.
Right, but they only beat them by 4. Here they got to beat them by 9 in the tournament.
9.5.
Ricky P's made his bones.
Yep, that's true.
And has St. John's played better since he called out his players?
Yes. Yes.
Basically saying they sucked.
Yes, correct. And probably got him into the tournament. They're still considered a bubble team, but he probably got him in. And if they beat UConn, they're definitely in.
You think Jordan Spieth will have a bounce back day today? He struggled yesterday, right?
I think he was one or two over.
Couple over. He's like 100th.
Yeah.
To go under 70.5. To shoot 70 or better, it's plus 110. Basically even. We're just trying to find an even money winner. That's all we need. Let's go to George. George, who do you like?
What's happening, guys? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
What's your play, George?
Hey, here's the play, man. It's a Tottenham minus two goals. If you play them on the money line just to win, it's plus 100. They're going to win by at least two goals. It's a super lock. Tottenham's on the uptick, and I just think that's just a super lock. Really is.
What are the odds there?
Plus 100 for just straight up. I guess they're visiting. I thought they were home. But they're going to win that game 3-1 against Fulham. 3-1, I'd lay the two goals. 3-1. Plus 250.
The thing that I don't like about your play is that you didn't know if they were home or away. It's tough to buy into. He's like, I didn't even know if they're home.
Hold on, Drab, do you like it? How about we take them just to win? It's plus 100.
No, we shouldn't alter their plays.
Yeah, not the two goals or anything.
Yeah.
Just plus 100.
So we now alter their picks because he says go with the minus two.
No, that's crazy.
No.
We just need to win.
Confused. They just need to win. But they are on the road at Fulham, correct?
Yeah, it's at
Craven. Do you like
Cottage.
It?
All right.
I'm not paying attention to Premier League.
All right. Mar, are you paying attention or no? You're not a soccer guy?
Yeah, I mean, we watch Premier League sometimes at our house in the afternoons, but you know, a play to just throw one out there that I like, Purdue to win the Big Ten tournament plus 135. Really, their only competition is Illinois, who Purdue beat March 5th by 6 points. Purdue's on a five-game heater. So if I decided to throw out my play, it would be Purdue plus 135 to win the Big Ten tournament on Sunday.
Okay, Drab doesn't want us to make our own plays.
I don't hate that.
If they got to come up with better ones. We don't have any choices.
We can go with IBS Chris and Ryan Strom.
All right, possibly. All right, who's Sauna John? Are we supposed to know Sauna John? Has he called in before? Sauna John?
Hey, yeah, buddy. I'm the guy that went and saw the cakes at Norbeck.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've given you guys three winners, including Kentucky plus 9, plus 8, plus 7, whatever you got last week.
Yeah, and they won the game outright. That was a great pick.
Right. So what do you got this week?
Even though Dalton Connect had 40 and they still lost the game.
I know. Connect is so damn good. This week I like Iowa State laying 1.5 tonight against Baylor. Simply, I think they're the better team. Small favorite on a neutral site in Kansas City. Iowa State in the last six games has not given up over 65 points. Now, they did lose to Baylor early in February at Baylor by two. So you have a slight revenge factor here. And also, the Iowa State fans travel better than any or most fans in the Big 12. So I think tonight will be a partial Iowa State home game. And I also think they're just a little better than Baylor. So I like Iowa State minus 1.5 tonight in the Big 12 semifinals.
It's kind of a contrast in styles because Baylor likes to get up and down and score, and Iowa State's very defensive team.
Baylor's six-man Langston Love. He's a pretty good player off the bench. He is not going to play. Baylor's good. They have two good freshmen with Jacoby Walter. Obviously, Scott Drew's a good coach, but I think Iowa State is the better team.
All right, you're in.
Yeah, Nick. Favorite. All right,
we got to fake our pick. I kind of like Sauna John. He sold me there. He had nuggets. I can't go with the guy who didn't know home or away.
Oh, you're out on Tottenham?
The UConn play seems dicey betting against Rick Pitino, and they've had a close game earlier this year. Mike Mars Purdue play is not bad, but I'm going to go with Sauna John. That's my play.
So you like Iowa State?
Yes. What are you guys going to go with?
I'm going to go with Mike Mars, Purdue. Purdue to win the tournament.
Let's go, baby.
I kind of like the hockey play, Ryan Strom, over the 1.5 shots.
So we go to
the
boys from Bit Season, who should put out a new episode
just because
yesterday.
He's been hot with those hockey plays.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Chris.
All right, Valdez is in on
IBS
Chris. Drabby.
All right, Drabby ran out. What is he like? Just scream it, Drab.
He doesn't care.
I think he's in his office.
All right, we'll go with IBS Chris then. It is the play. Ryan Strome over 1.5 shots against Winnipeg.
All right.
Yes.
We're in.
There you go.
That's it for a $10
to 10K play.
It's only a $10
play.
There's not that much drama yet.
Ryan Strome and IBS Chris. Coming up later in the show, Kevin McCarthy joins us at 9 to talk movies. Don't go anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You know, a couple weeks ago, I feel like we did a healthiest cities list in America.
Uh-huh.
I saw this morning. Of the 100, they probably don't use the word fat. The 100 cities with the most obesity. Obese.
Yeah, there you go. That's the word.
And literally every city is in the South.
Yeah, it's in the Southeast. Mississippi, Alabama.
Why is that?
Louisiana, maybe.
Why?
I don't know.
Is it more chillers in the South?
Don't know.
I think
probably.
It's the Southern it's
probably,
cooking.
It's probably the food. Yeah, it's the food choices.
It's the Southern cooking.
And I tell you, somebody joned on me yesterday. We mentioned this on the show. And the picture, I mean, the picture JP posted, I mean, I just get slaughtered. Somebody called me an old lesbian. That one haunted,
I got called that too.
That one haunted me for like hours. It was really funny. It made me laugh. That haunted me. That's had an impact.
Why did they think you look like an old lesbian?
I don't know. Just because, I don't know.
Because you've got longer sweatpants. Hair?
Because I got all this stuff in my pockets, and I just, you know, whatever. That one, that was a good Joan, but that one
I feel like we've
me.
Done that list a billion times, and the cities are always in the Southeast.
Yeah, it was number one was McAllen, Texas, Jackson, Mississippi, Shreveport, Louisiana, Mobile, Alabama, mm-hmm. Little Rock, Arkansas.
I don't know.
Two in Tennessee, actually three in Tennessee, two in Louisiana.
Why, they just basically
And then I saw, like, top 100... I want to say Baltimore finished like in the 90s.
For what? For like the
most obese.
So they're not that obese then if you're in the 90s? Or is top 100 still considered obese?
There's a billion cities.
Probably thousands of cities in America.
I would think if you live in a city, you might be less obese because you got to walk around a lot more, right? You're probably walking more than you are driving.
How do they figure that out? Do they just drive around and look at people?
Whoever's doing the poll. I don't know.
They don't put people on scales.
I don't know.
How do they do it?
I think they look at
fast
there's
food.
There's like three different factors. One of them has to do with like the health.
Like
health care
percentage of
heart disease.
Yeah. Diabetes.
I'll give it to you exactly. So they have obesity and overweight rank, health consequences rank, and food and fitness rank.
Maybe they have less gyms.
Huh? It could be less gyms.
I doubt it.
I know my brother said where he lives there are no
fat people.
Yeah.
Well, he lives in a very wealthy neighborhood, right? So it's probably also to do with your income, right? The more money you make, probably the healthier lifestyle you live.
I mean, maybe there are sections of his town that are very wealthy. I mean, overall, I guess it's definitely above average, but I don't think it's outrageous. It's not like, you know, we have cities here, Great Falls, Potomac, and go to all these different towns here. See, I always just think it's
fast food. Are we considered
Do they have the fattest country in the world?
I don't know if that's
probably
true.
Are, right?
I don't know. Our diet is terrible. I know that.
Aren't we near the top in terms of those rankings, those international rankings?
I think our food, we eat a lot of processed foods. We just devour sugar. Mm-hmm. I'm a prime offender of it. I know
I think there might be countries in the Pacific, like Samoa, that are considered more obese. But, yeah, I don't know. I thought it was interesting because it's all south, and I get it by habits, but do they have different fast food restaurants? Like, do they have different chains there that everybody goes to? I guess you always hear about Waffle House in the south, right?
Like, I don't know. Is Sonic a West Coast? Do they have Sonic on the West Coast, Drab? Or is Sonic just a southern thing?
Sonic is the southern and western United States,
right.
Mostly.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I can't explain it.
You're right.
Hillbillies,
JP.
Maybe living on farms.
United States 10th right now in fattest countries.
So who, give me your top 10.
You're right. Is Samoa.
Yeah, that's kind of cultural. And I guess maybe in the South it's cultural.
Cook Islands. I mean, I don't know.
I was looking at the list and I was trying to find like cities in the Northeast that would make the list. And the further, like the number 34, this isn't Northeast. Was Detroit. So, like, I'm telling you, the top 30, like, were all in the South.
No idea why.
I think Virginia Beach showed up eventually. I was just looking for Virginia. So, Richmond, Virginia was 45.
They're just saying hillbillies are fat.
Virginia
That's
Beach?
Basically what they're saying.
51.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't get it. Did you see, by the way,
Well, healthy, it's also the poor, like, the poorest towns. Too, because healthier foods are more expensive. I mean, vegetables are freaking expensive.
Right, probably.
So it's also that. I think there's a correlation between the food choices and the prices of the foods.
I didn't see this yesterday, Drab. I don't know if you paid attention to this. I know you're kind of like a sneakerhead and all that sort of thing. But Kevin Plank is returning to Under Armour as its CEO. Did you see that? He kind of like reinstalled himself.
No, I had no idea.
Yeah. And so, you know, he's been the face of the company since the beginning, right? He was the founder, but then he kind of had to step aside. But they announced that their CEO, Stephanie Linnartz, would be stepping down and Plank would replace her. And then immediately the stock tanked. It went down like
12%, but 12%. She's only been on the job for a year.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're saying it probably leads them to believe that whatever their turnaround plan wasn't working. So that's why Plank has to come back. But Under Armour, I think, is in some trouble. When you go to the stores,
I think I'm wearing Under Armour right now.
When you go to the stores I go to, like the TJ Maxx's and the Marshalls, they're chock full of Under Armour.
Maybe they're paying Jordan Spieth too much.
I don't know.
Who else wears Under Armour on tour? I can't even think. Besides Spieth.
Like, Steph has not pushed their basketball shoes, right? Like, nobody really buys Under Armour basketball shoes. It's not been a successful campaign, wouldn't you say? I would say.
Been abysmal.
It's been abysmal. Arguably one of their best bands has been some of their golf endorsements with, like, Spieth and those guys.
I'm just reading this article now. It says that the woman who took over, they called it, like, a coup. She took over,
right.
But that she launched a 3-year plan, Protect This House 3, to strengthen the brand. And then 1 year in, they're moving back to Kevin Plank.
Right. It's wild, man. Under Armour went from being like the big up-and-coming thing to now it's like
dead.
It's struggling right now. What is their stock price at? I think it's at like $8. They say they rated it. One of the companies lowered its price target from $11 to $8.
$7.23 a share.
That's what it's at right now?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
What was its peak?
I don't know. I think, it?
It's down 16% this week.
Uh-huh. Man. I'll still support it. I don't mind. I like Under
Armour. 5-year graph doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Looks like maybe it peaked in 2020.
When you're taking on Nike.
About $24.
In Adidas. I mean, it's hard. They could just destroy you. They could just stomp on you.
My cousin works for Under Armour.
Actually, it was at $41 in 2016.
That was its all-time high?
Mm-hmm.
So it never reached like the hundreds.
No.
But anyway, I'm rooting for them.
11,000 employees. I don't
shop very often, like literally for myself, 2 or 3 times a year. But I'll go to the outlets in Clarksburg and I'll walk into that Under Armour store at the outlets and grab a couple things. I'm wearing one now.
Didn't we
learn from some of our African American listeners years ago that Under Armour was for old white guys like ourselves?
So I think
remember the zoning?
It's kind of the reputation. If they signed like a Wemby or a Luka, and I know those guys all have deals, but if they signed a guy like that, could that change the fortunes of the company? They got Steph Curry.
They got to get an American.
I mean, they have The Rock.
Huh?
The Rock's their biggest endorser.
The Rock is?
Yeah, for sure. He's got his own brand of Under Armour clothing.
Must not be doing that great, right?
Well, I think it's the gear, not the endorser.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Plank can resurrect them. I mean, they never got to Nike's status, but they were knocking
Stephanie
on the door,
Lennart,
it seemed like.
She was in for a year. She's out?
Yeah, because it must not have been working.
It must have been just tanking. Yeah.
Or Plank never wanted out, and he found a way politically.
I don't think he ever wanted
out. Yeah, he never wanted out, and he found a way politically to work his way back up.
I'm rooting for him, that's for sure.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk some movies. Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 joins us here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.